14 minutes past five, Nigerian Info 92.3. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Still had facts. My guest is with me in the studio for another round of conversation. This time, we are actually looking at e-filing. Rivers State High Court in Port Harcourt. Beg your pardon, the judiciary in Rivers State, yes. It's a year now since that was introduced. So how far has e-filing fared? And we're also getting to look at the slow wheel of justice. The judiciary generally, this would not be peculiar to Rivers State, but the fact that it takes a lot of time before at the end of the day, judgment is delivered on a case. A classic example is one we have here. Rivers State High Court in Port Harcourt sentenced four young men to death by hanging for the murder of one late Mrs. Esther Idomobi. Now, this incident, this matter has been on since 24th of May, 2008. So since 2008, when she was killed, the matter was taken to court. 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, over 14 years later, before a judgment was given. So we want to look at all of this. My guest is also well-learned, like barristers like to call themselves lawyers. They're the only ones that are learned. So the rest of us, we didn't go to school. I don't know if that's the idea. But yes, Chioma Choko, legal practitioner here in Port Harcourt. Good evening.
Good evening to you and to our listeners out there.
I think we start off with the e-filing.
Yes.
We'll start off from there. So it was introduced to the Rivers State Judiciary, and there's been diverse opinions about it. We had some lawyers who also spoke to our correspondent, Sobi Ruwari, on this yesterday. Kingdom Chukwueze was one of them. He said that the e-filing method did not improve the process of filing cases. Do you share the same opinion? What's your stand on it?
Well, I may not totally share the same opinion with him, because there are a lot of things you may have to consider before drawing such conclusion, which I also do know. If you look at it, he's a human being, he's a lawyer too. He must have made certain calculations, such and all that, before drawing such conclusion. But I think, in my best opinion, he's not actually right. As a matter of fact, I think I'm also one of those persons who had once made a critic of this particular system some few months ago when I was called in your station to give my view respect to this particular e-filing of a thing. And then I did say that the system wasn't actually going too well. But then as it is, or as it were, as a matter of fact, I must sincerely say that we must not just conclude. Understandably, there are hitches.
Mm-hmm.
Understandably, there are hitches. Some of those hitches could have been caused by lawyers, judges, the ICT operators and all that. If you put all of them together, you will appreciate with me that yes, indeed, there are hitches. But these hitches should not for any reason make anybody to conclude that the essence or the relevance of this particular filing system cannot or has not, to a very large extent, been achieved. Look at it from this perspective. Before this time around, before the inception of e-filing, any process that comes to court must go through the manual system, which allows lawyers taking manual papers or paperwork to the registry of the Rivers State Judiciary to file. But as it is, I file processes from my law firm. I do not need, even on Sundays, if I look at it that, let's say, I'm out of time, because every process that comes to court has stipulated number of days attached either to filing or replying of that particular process. So most times, even on Saturdays, the law allows you to file any day, which has only been achieved through the e-filing system. Assuming there was no e-filing system, for instance, nobody files processes on Saturdays or weekend, as a matter of fact. But as it is, we file processes from our law offices on Sundays, Saturdays, and all
that. Okay.
But the truth remains that all of us are also saying that the system is not actually giving us what we actually expected from the onset. And that is why we're also calling on Rivers State government, as a matter of fact, and the judicial arm of the government to say it make improvement in this particular aspect of the development.
Let us, if you don't mind putting your headphones on, so we listen to what the position of Kingdom is and what he says about the e-filing.
There are a few gains and more losses The only gain I have seen as a practitioner in River State is that I sit in the comfort of my house and file my processes. But beyond that, I have an experience that I had even filed a case on e-filing, and 3 months down the line, the court it was assigned to say they could not see the process in their own system. It's, the process is missing. It's not before any court, but I filed, and I it's been commissioned. But it's nowhere. I've been trying to follow up the matter, and the technicians have been working around it, but no headway up to now.
That's not all. He said more.
The process that came with it is 10 times far away from what we used to pay. And even up to now, even after the e-filing, we are required to still print out what we have filed on internet and submit the hard copy to the judges. What is the premise of doing the e-filing and still taking the hard copy to the court? What has changed? So why don't we return back to what we used to know and what is common for everybody and get on what we're doing? So I do not see a significant improvement in the speedy dispensation of justice with the e-filing and what we've got now.
So now you heard his position. Would you say that e-filing has helped with the dispensation of justice? Has it made anything fast?
You see, the point is, in certain aspects, it has actually done. But in many other aspects too, e-filing had stalled. Like I said before, this is something that is of recent. You must appreciate the difficulties, the challenges in that. Well, it just came to be.
We're appreciating this. What is now being done to improve on it? Because he says you still have to print your and come to court, whereas it shouldn't be. If we're going completely online,
at this point, who do you blame? There are, the rules of court, there are practice direction. Immediately this particular system was introduced, a new practice direction was introduced, which is to the effect that once that process had been filed and payment made by a counsel, it is expected that, because if we go to the system, for instance, there is a notice. Every system, as soon as you open your mail, created by Nigerian Bar Association, as soon as you open your mail, you see a blink indicating that a particular process had been filed by the opponent lawyer also. Now, it is the duty of the lawyer who has the responsibility to check whether or not a process has been filed in response to his or her processes to confirm. So, where that is not done, will you blame the ICT for your inability to check whether a particular process had been filed or not? But the truth of the matter remains that, yes, it has stalled. It has delayed justice system in River State. In the sense that there are processes, for instance, that required expeditious hearing. Those processes are no longer taken as ordinarily should be. For instance, fundamental right matters, for instance, which ordinarily, if a person is arrested by the police, the original way used to be that within 3 days, once there is an ex parte application filed before the court, within 3 days upon citing that ex parte application, a date and court is assigned and given to that particular process. But as it is now, what we have is that the entire process goes through a particular system, which is passed through the rigorous processes of going through the CJ, and no other body attends to it safe and except the CJ. So it becomes a problem that until the CJ of the Chief Justice of the River State High Court attends to that particular process, no other person assigns, no other person does anything. For instance, I had experience where I filed two similar processes called writ of summon, for instance. The two of them were filed on the same date. One of them had even commenced, the hearing had commenced, but the other second one were yet to secure date. So that is part of the problem. And I had to go to the ACR to complain that these two processes were filed on the same date. What has happened that one of them is yet to be assigned? So those are, I wouldn't even call them technical problems, because I'm not an ICT expert. But I do know that whether we like it or not, there are improvements that I still expect and believe that those improvements that we expect or we think that should come into existence within time will certainly come to be.
The former chairman of the Eastern Borough Association also had his position on this, quite similar some things he said. So we'll just listen to what he said too.
You can stay in any part of the world and file your process. You don't need to come to court to file anything. Anywhere you are, in any part of the world, right, there's an internet service, you can file your process. Can file your court papers, you can do an affidavit in the River State judiciary in particular. I know that some other states are trying to catch up with it, but at least we have made tremendous progress. The only problem we have is that most of us have refused to change to the new realities. Some are still complaining that we should go back to the old system, all right? But I will not be part of that. We should adopt to the new system. It's the new order.
ICT is the new order.
Lawyers will not file their papers when they are supposed to file it. 2 days to when you are supposed to go to court to file a paper, that, to do your matter, that's when you go and file. And you now start complaining of delay in the registrar's assessing or trying to commission your processes. If you file a paper on time, you won't have these challenges. We don't file our papers on time. 2, 3, 4 days before the court, the order comes up, that's when you start filing. When there is a little delay in the other back end, the judiciary end, you start complaining. 2 to 3 days of your case, you want to file. And now, when your project is not commissioned and your matter is coming up in 2 days, you start complaining that the system is not working. No, I disagree.
Okay, so that's his position.
Yes, which is similar to what I've said.
Mm.
Some of the lawyers are lackadaisical in their attitude. So you don't blame the judicial arm simply because of your own carelessness. Some lawyers are just too docile. A process has been served on you. A lawyer is expected to react to that process within 7 days, for instance. Although it depends, because it varies. So where you are given 7 days to reply to that particular process, a day or 2 days to the expiration of the 7 days, you are filing your process in such a way that the registry, as a matter of fact, will be expected to work in the speed of light to get your processes assigned or stamped. It is not done that way. We must appreciate it that, yes, in fact, the system, the ICT system, is such that I, as a person, I had condemned it. But look at it. Every other state in Nigeria is even attempting to get to the level where we are. When we see good things, we should be able to appreciate it. I have said it and I will continue to say it.
Mm.
The system is not yet perfect, but I believe we are near perfect.
So
over time.
In other words, would you say lawyers at the judiciary in the state are... How are they reacting to this new development?
Because he's talking about
some lawyers not wanting to upgrade, not wanting to accept it.
Do you know that as I speak with you now, what has been in existence for over 1 year, many lawyers do not still have their e-filing, MBA mail.
Don't have a mail address.
As I speak with you, some lawyers come to me.
They were talking about some people who can't operate the computer or the
I am not an expert. If you ask me anything on computer, I may not be an expert. I have a secretary. That is the essence of the secretary. Anything you cannot do, employ the services of somebody who is competent in it. So you do not expect that your responsibility should be shifted to the judicial arm of the government. It's not possible. So what we are saying is that, yes, the system itself has its inherent problems. But such problems cannot be equated with what we as lawyers have also caused in the system.
Mm. Okay.
It is a problem that all of us must appreciate, that each of us will have our own balance.
All right, we'll go on a short commercial. When we come back and then we look at all of this e-filing situation and the slow dispensation of justice, what really is the problem? E-filing is supposed to improve things. Has it really improved it, or do we still have justice on the grind slowly? I just give an example of the case. In 2008, justice was served 2022, over 14 years. That and more when we return after the break. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, the hard facts continues. My guest is still here, legal practitioner here in River State, Shoma Choko. And we looked at e-filing. It's a year since it was introduced, and how has it been going? We've gotten the position of some of the lawyers. We spoke with our correspondent and our guest here in the studio. It's a young system. It may have its own flaws, but it is doing well, and we should give it time to grow, he says. But then again, he says lawyers also contribute to why the system is having some of the issues that it's having at the moment. But that's not just all. The slow dispensation of justice, the slow wheels of justice, this has been reasons why many people would rather not come to the courts, because they think a matter of that you look and you think ideally should not go more than a week. You're spending 2-3 years. The example I gave you was for over almost 14 or 15 years, 2008 to 2022. What really is the reason for the slow wheels of justice. Why is it that slow? Why does it take time before judgments are given by judges?
Let me begin, and I will pray you to give me time.
We'll do the best we can. Things, because yes, we'll have to take phone calls too. Okay, so.
Exactly. I incorporated into it. But I have to be very fast in doing this. In the first place, I think it's important we appreciate the fact that there is a striking dichotomy between the delay caused by RIF Commiss, which is the internet filing system, and the delay caused as a result of judicial process. I say this because before the inception of RIF Commiss, there had been delay of judicial process, which is...
But the idea was RIF Commiss was supposed to help, you know, speed things up.
RIF Commiss, as a matter of fact, which I do not want to go back, basically it's for the filing of processes and has nothing to do beyond that. Save where a lawyer comes to court and discovers that the processes which he or she had filed in the system is nowhere to be found, which is where that such delay may come in, because the court will always say there is no process before me. But let me now go directly to the questions which you've asked. Now, take for instance, because I may not want to attack or appreciate or analyze basically the case which you've cited. Take, for instance, a May tenancy case, tenancy matter that has been filed in a court, which ordinarily, because of the nature of the case, a landlord is expected to retake possession of his apartment latest within 1 month to evict a tenant that is living in his particular house. But because of the system, which the courts, the registrars of the courts, the lawyers and the witnesses are all contributory to the reason for which there is delay in the system. Now, a lawyer files his process in court. After filing, he's expected to pay the bailiff of the court, who will come out with a bogus amount to be paid before that process is served on a tenant. Now, assuming the landlord receives only 100,000 from that apartment, the lawyer goes back to tell the landlord that the bailiff of the court is expecting 5,000 for the process to be effected on the tenant. The landlord will begin to ask, what is he paying 5,000 for? When what he takes as rent per year, per annum, is 100,000. That one is part of the problem, the demand from the bailiff. Once that is secured, assuming the landlord is such a frivolous person, maybe somebody is willing to pay, he pays such amount of money. You proceed to the court. The registrar of the court expects that as you are coming to file, you bribe that registrar, which is what is almost prevalent in the system. If you don't pay additional 1,000 to appreciate them, to say, take this and eat, take this and buy card, take this, nobody attends to your process. It becomes a problem. Once you are able to also pass that hurdle, which might take over and above 1 month before that is achieved, you go to the courts. There are several cases pending before each court. The judges are so insufficient. We have over 10,000 cases in River State that have been handled by not more than 100 judges, inclusive of the magistrates, as a matter of fact. So you go to customary court, for instance, a customary court takes in a day over 20 matters, one customary court. You go to magistrate court, a magistrate court takes over 30 matters in a day. How can the, in fact, this is even divided, morning and afternoon section. How can a magistrate attend to 20 matters within 4 hours? Is it possible? You go to the high court. The high court, which takes both civil, a judge takes both civil and criminal matters. It becomes a problem. There are lawyers who would come and begin to tell stories from their family, their kitchen, what has happened in their family, in their private life. And you begin to display it in court because you're a senior lawyer or a junior lawyer. And the court will be patient to hear. Save some who are so impatient and may want to ensure that the entirety of their counsel is exhausted. Once that is also achieved, the witnesses that come to court to give such testimonies to ensure that justice of the matter is secured becomes another problem. This is even a civil matter. Now, take it down to the criminal aspect of it, where you have the police involved in such matters. The police brings a letter to tell you, because I'm the IPO in this matter, my boss has sent me to Enugu, I cannot be in court. Who is suffering? Which is the reason I had advocated that even in criminal matters, where persons are brought before the court with weighty offenses, the magistrates, which most times they have been brought before, should delve into the substance of such matter to inquire as to the genuineness or the authenticity of such charges, in order not to allow innocent persons to perish in prison custody. So once they are brought to court, the police, because the police must have secured the primary essence of what he or she might be looking for within that particular period, mm-hmm. the police relaxes every other thing he or she is doing within the entire system.
So quickly, should every, you're talking about 20, 30 matters in a day. Should every case be brought to court?
That is what I'm saying. It is not every matter that should be placed before a court. And the system, as a matter of fact, some of us have suggested, and we will continue to suggest, there should be a kind of an institution or a body that should begin to verify or check, determine matters that should be brought or placed before the court. But in a way, there is a body which most persons are also failing to resort to, which is the ADR. It is not every matter that should be brought to court. That is why you have a creation of an alternative dispute resolution. That system allows litigants, as a matter of fact, or aggrieved persons to advance the ADR section before coming to court. But how many persons are aware of it? So lack of education is also part of it.
What's the ADR? What does it mean?
The ADR is a system or a process that allows persons who are aggrieved to, first of all, appreciate, discuss their matters before that particular
what
system.
What kind of matters? What kind of matters can be brought to the ADR?
It is basically civil matters. Yes, okay. Basically it is civil matters. But now there is also a system which is that allows people in criminal matters to I've just forgotten, maybe I will remember before we end this program, that allows even in criminal matters for such matters to be handled, to be taken care of, even if it is being taken to court, the judgment can.
So is it a case of the lawyers wanting, we're out of time. We have just less than 5 minutes. Okay. 0817923-0002, 0817923-0003-0007-0009. The numbers, for you to call. Oko Namdi on Facebook says, our judicial system is bane of corruption and unless we're dependent on procedures. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good evening.
Hello, Mr. Ifeanyi Andrew.
Good evening. Go on.
The best presenter for the year.
Well, thank you. Go ahead.
Wow. Okay. My question. Good evening to the presenter. My name is Cassidy from Oweri.
All right.
What I want to ask the guests in the studio, why is it that case are being adjourned now and then? Does it mean justice cannot be given at the particular sitting? You keep hearing that case have been adjourned on a daily basis. So please, I want to know.
All right.
Secondly, you talked about the last question I want to ask. You talked about the clients being paid some of 5,000 or something like that. My brother, if 5,000 is the case, I think people will not be complaining. But I think the lawyer, the system is corrupt already because these people are so greedy. Because unless you have not been to the court, the kind of, even from the gate, you'll be paying and paying and paying and paying. You will settle every table you go to. So please, I won't listen to trouble. I don't think if it's 5,000 naira, that would be now better.
All right, that would have been better. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello, good evening. This is Andrew. Go on.
Good evening.
Go ahead.
This is Promise. Daniel, I want to say something in this disposition of justice. Daniel, looking at the gravity of the offense that these people committed, are you telling me that if the matter is being delayed, are you blaming the lawyer? Because these people, now they have stayed for 14 good years. Now they have seen the torture. And even as in that, if it's a kind of somebody who, they have gone to hellfire, the hellfire is too much for them. So it's not the same thing as maybe electoral issues when you know that maybe you want to win an election and not you want to court. You're expecting that they should pass justice in a manner that it will be quicker. So it's not in this regard that somebody has committed, perpetrated a crime. David, look at the case of Sikanso and look at the case of
Ekuku for
all of people. So if those people, if their matter should be delayed, there is no problem because they will suffer into prison. After that, when they come out, they will still sentence them. So to me, I feel that the way and the manner they have delayed their matter, I'm okay with it because the suffering there plus the one to put them into hanging, summon them together, they have one to have fire.
All right, let's end it there. He said they've gone to hellfire, at least spend time in jail and then finally get the judgment. But could it also be that sometimes the greed of lawyers who want to get financial aggrandizement or want to make money from clients is also responsible for why some of these other options for certain matters that should not even be brought to court are taken to court?
Well, you should appreciate the fact that before a lawyer goes to court, it must be the litigant that must have advanced such a lawyer.
So it's not possible that
according to rules of professional conduct and practice and all that, the lawyer is also expected to advise his or her client rightly as to whether or not such matters should warrant litigation in any court.
So have we had matters in court that you think as a lawyer should not even have been
in court? There are a litany of them in court, which are pending.
That brings us to the question. What are those lawyers doing as they're advising their clients rightly?
Even the court has a duty to throw out such matters. As a matter of fact, so once the lawyer, maybe out of personal aggrandizement, brings such matters before the court, the court herself has a responsibility to say this matter ought not to be here in the first place and throw it out.
I wish we had a lot
but
of
But the point is, how many judges, how many courts enjoy such courage? That's another question.
All right, that's another question, but that will be a question for another day. We really don't have a lot of time. Mr. Choma Choko, thank you very much for your time with us, and thank you for the exposition.
Thank you very much.
My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.